happened quite some time ago, I'm still bothered by this experience. Around September of last year, I spent the night at my grandparents' home. That evening, everything seemed to be going relatively normally. We ate my grandmother's delicious steak, watched TV, and then looked at some old photos. When night came around, I went to the guest bedroom, which had been my room before when we used to live with them. At around 2 o'clock, I put my laptop up to play some music as I got ready for bed so that I might doze off. Now, let me tell you, there were a few paranormal occurrences when we used to live there, but I wouldn't characterize any of them as horrible or frightening. For instance, I've always been a light sleeper and would wake up if someone even walked quietly on the wooden floors outside of my room. This happened a few times, waking up to soft footsteps in the hallway by my room, but my grandparents assuring me later that they were not up at all. One time, I even went to check, but all the doors were closed and nobody seemed to be awake. Anyway, the general layout of my room was slightly odd compared to other rooms. There was a corner in this room which led to a small hallway before you reached the entrance door, so from the bed you couldn't see the door, only the small hallway leading to the door. I must have dozed off pretty quickly though, because I woke up suddenly without even remembering falling asleep. It was around 4 in the morning, and I felt extremely tired. This was a little unusual, because every time I'd wake up in the middle of the night, I'd usually feel pretty awake and good, which was often the reason for my body waking me up. But this time, I was really tired. I didn't hear anything that woke me up, but since I was so tired, I knew I hadn't just woken up on my own. I looked in the direction of the short hallway with my half-opened eyes. Seeing nothing, although it was dark, I put my head back on the pillow and closed my eyes. I laid for a few minutes in silence, on the brink of sleep, before I heard the awful sound of my bedroom door closing. My eyes shot open, and I raised my body up from the pillow, staring into the empty darkness of the hallway. I must have been frozen in that position for a whole minute before I got out of bed and went over to the door. Nothing was there, but I knew something was not right. I always kept the door shut, so who opened it? The thought made me shiver, and I quickly locked the door, then hopped back in bed. I told myself that it must have been one of my grandparents, though I couldn't come up with a reason for them opening and closing my door. Trying to forget it, I closed my eyes again and laid silently. Just as I did, loud, running footsteps came from outside the room, coming towards the door. They sounded like heavy, barefoot steps, stopping abruptly at the room door. I waited, completely horrified and in a total state of shock. A few long, anxious seconds passed before I again heard the door aggressively slam shut. This time, having seen the door already closed not even a minute prior, and never hearing it open, I was stuck in a panic. My heart was beating rapidly, and yet I felt like I was too scared to move. I stayed sitting up in my bed all night until morning. I hadn't told my grandparents so as to not frighten them, and instead just made an excuse to leave early and head home. A few months later though, I was sleeping over at a friend's place trying to fall asleep while lying on the floor. My eyes closed and my body facing away from the door, I heard it again. The door closing, but this time softly. I looked over at my friend, but he was already sound asleep and hadn't heard a thing when I asked him in the morning. Surprisingly, I haven't heard it since then, and I've never heard it in my own home. I have virtually no idea what I've been experiencing, but I have a very strong feeling that I'm being watched by a paranormal entity. I still don't understand the significance of the already closed door closing again, but I would really appreciate it if someone could explain it to me or even share with me a method to get rid of it. Because even still today, I lay in bed paranoid every night, fearing that I may wake up to something horrible. I moved into a small apartment building last summer. It was a cheap 2-bedroom place and was really my only option considering my low-paying job I had at the time. The building was very clearly not well taken care of, and neither was the room. There was a buildup of mold in several areas, and the place honestly just looked like it was falling apart. Of all these things, though, the one thing that stood out the most was the lack of other residents. I'd lived in a couple apartment complexes before moving into this one, and rarely would a room even be available. However, at this place, almost all of the rooms were still available for rent. It was a small complex with only 8 rooms, but during the time I was there, only 2 rooms were occupied, mine and an older couple's on the first floor. My room was on the 3rd floor, leaving the middle and top floor completely empty. But those floors never truly felt empty. Having lived there for a month at the time, I'd heard on multiple occasions people talking below me. I always believed it was just the older couple, as they were the only ones living below me. Though, strangely, I'd only ever hear a woman's voice, never a man's. And to make things stranger, I'd be able to hear them pretty clearly, even though they were 2 stories below me. It would always sound as though the woman was muttering to themselves indistinctly. It would give me the creeps sometimes when I would wake up and hear the woman muttering to herself below me, but I thought perhaps she was sleepwalking and maybe the vents to my room were connected to theirs, allowing for the sound to travel. But everything only got worse as time went on. 2 months in, with nobody else moved in still, I was walking up the stairs to my room, and as I walked past the 2nd floor, I noticed a door to one of the rooms was open. My curiosity got the better of me, and I took a couple steps towards the doorway to look inside. It was dark and empty, which is exactly what you'd expect of a vacant room, but I got a really bad feeling the closer I got to the doorway, and ended up just continuing upstairs to my room. Later that night, though, I was taking the trash down and noticed the door was closed. It was definitely weird, but I didn't know what to really think. I knew nobody lived there, so what could it even be? Maybe the owner of the building was working on the room or something. That was the only thing I could think of anyway. That night, I went to bed early with a clear mind, but woke up sometime in the middle of the night, hearing the woman muttering below me again. Having seen the door below me opened earlier, I was more curious about the mysterious woman this time. I got out of bed, being sure not to make much noise, and leaned my ear against the cold wooden floorboards. Listening, her indistinct mumbling sounded close, but was also more of a whisper. I knew there was no way a whisper could sound so close if it was coming from the old couple's room on the 1st floor. At that moment, realizing this, I began to get nervous. Part of me wanted to go downstairs to see if the door was open again, but I knew I was way too fearful to do that. Now, sitting in bed again, thinking, I started to hear the woman walking around slowly, still talking to herself. It seemed like she was just walking in random patterns in the room below me. After a few minutes, though, she stopped very suddenly. It's safe to say I was terrified, and the woman suddenly going silent almost made it worse, as I no longer knew where she was or what she was doing. But this night would go on to be far more fear-inducing. I sat in bed, wide awake for 30 minutes, beginning to wonder if the woman had somehow quietly left or was possibly just standing in the same spot for the past half hour. Either way, I was too scared to sleep, and that's when I heard the floor creaking again as someone was walking slowly across the floor. However, this time, it was coming from above me. Soft creaks in the floor slowly made their way through the upstairs room before stopping directly above my bed. Several seconds of terrifying silence passed before the woman's soft whispering came from above me. Then they let out one loud, aching scream, almost sounding as if it were right in front of my face, before the room fell silent again. I was basically in tears, holding my head and trying not to completely freak out, but how could I not? I stayed up until dawn, then made arrangements with my family to stay with them for a while. I paid a fee to end my lease and moved in with my parents while I looked for a new place. The only time I went back was to move my stuff into the moving truck, and as I loaded up one of the last boxes, the old couple came out to say goodbye. I hadn't ever really talked to them aside from simple greetings when we were going in or out, but they strangely seemed to be really sad that I was leaving. I'm not sure if they ever experienced anything that I had, but the only thing I could focus on during our brief conversation was how distinct the old lady's accent was, and that it sounded nothing at all like the woman I heard mumbling. After that, I didn't know what to think other than how glad I was to be moving out. All I can say is that I hope I never hear that unknown woman's whispers ever again. My childhood home had a lot of issues with its past. A lot of deaths happened in the house prior to my family moving in. Most recently, the people that were renting it out to my mom and stepdad didn't want to live there because their son had decided to opt out of life. And before that, a few murders even happened at the house. We didn't know the details, but that's what the landlords told us. I was young when my mom met my stepdad, and shortly after they met, they moved in together. I didn't experience anything weird until my baby sister came along, and that's when everything went wrong. The house had two bedrooms, so I had to share a room with my baby sister. We'll call her B. B never stopped crying, and when I was young, I absolutely couldn't stand her. I remember this one night, though, when she was crying for hours, and all of a sudden, she stopped. I looked over, and I saw the shadowy figure hovering over her crib. It didn't move much, but when it did, it was slow and airy. I was terrified and hid under my covers until I eventually fell asleep. When I told my parents the next day, they thought it was just an imagination. This happened so many more times of just waking up and seeing a figure by my sister's crib. Always by the crib, nowhere else in the room. After a while of complaining about it, I ended up sleeping in my parents' room with my mom while my stepdad slept in my room. But a lot more continued to happen. Shortly after I started seeing this figure, my stepdad lost his job. He was a hardworking person, so it really shocked my mom when it happened. He went through a rough depression. He really loved his job, and losing it must have been really hard for him. I remember him sitting on the couch all day every day, just watching TV. One day, when I got home from school, I came in and saw him sitting on the couch, and a dark figure behind him. I remember it so clear. Just standing behind the couch. I didn't know what to do, so I just began to cry, and my stepdad took me to my room to calm me down. When my mom came home, I told my parents that night of what I saw again. My stepdad seemed disinterested, and my mom just seemed annoyed. Again, no one believed me. After that, there were a good few weeks where nothing happened, followed by weeks of this figure hanging around, usually either by B or my stepdad. Some nights, when I slept in my room, I'd hear a voice. It was a woman's voice coming from B's crib, just talking to her. I never understood the words coming from it, but it terrified me every time. As B got older and began to walk and talk, I noticed she spent a lot of time in that room, talking to her friend. My parents never seemed to worry about it, saying it was just her imaginary friend. But I knew what it was. The more this figure seemed to hang around, the worse the emotions in the house got. My sister was aloof, never talked to anyone. My mom had so much anger inside her, and my stepdad was always depressed, and I was alone all the time. Then my parents started fighting, all the time screaming things at each other. My mom hated my stepdad for not keeping down a job, and my stepdad was just a depressed mess. They seemed to fight every single night, and every night it got worse. While in my room, I even heard my stepdad telling my mom to put the knife down. But worst of all was the night when I stayed up in the living room watching TV. It wasn't that late, maybe 8:30, and my stepdad was asleep on the couch while my mom was in her room. Also tired now myself, I turned off the TV and walked upstairs to my room. At the top of the stairs, though, I started to hear whispering, followed by B speaking back to the whispers. The door was cracked open a few inches, and I slowly walked over to look inside. Just a couple steps away from the door, I could see B next to the figure as if it were trying to lead her somewhere. I screamed, and instantly the door slammed shut. I just stood there screaming and crying before my mom rushed out of her room. I just pointed at the door, unable to make out any words. She tried to open it, but it was locked. It was one of the cheaper ones, though, so she was able to use her fingernail to twist it and push the door open. B was in the corner of the room, facing a wall. My mom yelled at her for locking the door, even though she was too short to even reach the doorknob. B didn't even seem to have any sort of reaction. After that, I fell into a depression, along with what seemed like the rest of the family. No one talked to each other. No one asked me how I was. I became the one taking care of my baby sister, me and this strange figure. I became familiar with it. It even started hanging around my bed during nights where I was extra sad, and it brought me a sort of weird comfort knowing that I wasn't alone. Eventually, my mom had enough of my dad, and we left to stay with my grandparents. I remember her telling us to pack up, and as we headed to the car, I saw the figure again by my dad. I felt sad leaving him, but at least he wouldn't truly be alone.